So there is some variation here. It is actually the longer version, whereas in other versions, Noah just gets off the ark. All the bird stuff is, in fact, completely ignored in one of the versions, and Noah just gets off and, hey, everything's fine. However, in this version, he's not going to get off the boat until God tells him to, and in a moment he will make sacrifice. But God, having said to God, he's not getting on the boat until God says something, God duly says something.
No, take thy wife anon, and thy children, every one, out of the ship thou shalt gone, and they all with thee, beasts and all that can fly, out anon they shall hie, on earth to grow and multiply. I will that it be so.
Lord, I thank thee through thy might. Thy bidding shall be done in height. And as fast as I may dight, I will do thee honour, and to thee offer sacrifice. Therefore comes in all wise, for of these beasts that been highs, offer I will this stower.
And he makes a sacrifice.
Lord God in majesty, that such grace hast granted me, where all was lorn save to be, therefore now I am bound, my wife, my children, and my meanie, with sacrifice to honour thee, with beasts, fowls as thou may see, I offer here right soon.
No, to me thou art full able, and thy sacrifice acceptable, for I have found thee true and stable. On thee now must I mine. Worry earth I will no more, for man's sin that grieves me sore, for of youth man full yore has been inclined to sin. You shall now grow and multiply, and earth again to edify. Each beast and fowl that may fly shall be afraid of you, and fish in sea that may flight shall sustain you. I you behight, to eat all of them you nay let, that clean bean you may know. Thereas you have eaten before, grass and roots sith you abhor, of clean beasts now, less and more, I give you leave to eat, save blood and flesh, both in fear, of wrong dead carrion that is here. Eat not of that in no manner, for that I you shall let. Manslaughter also you shall flee, for that is not pleasant unto me. They that sheds blood, he or she, aught where amongst mankind, that blood foul shed shall be, and vengeance have, that men shall see. Therefore beware now, all ye, you fall not into that sin. And forward know, with thee I make, and all thy seed for thy sake, of such vengeance for to slake. For now I have my will, and here I behead thee haste, that man, woman, fowl, nay beast, with water, whilst this world shall last, I will no more spill. My bow between you and me in the firmament shall be, by very token that you may see that such vengeance shall cease, and that man, nay, woman, shall never more be wasted by water as hath before. But for sin that grieveth me sore, therefore this vengeance was, where clouds in the welkin been, that ilk bough shall be seen, in tokening that my wrath and teen shall never this broken be. This string is turned towards you, and toward me is bent the bow, that such weather shall never show, and this behet I thee. My blessing now I give thee here. To thee, no, my servant dear, for vengeance shall no more appear. And now, farewell, my darling dear.
And thus ends the play, with something of a relatively long recap of many of these sort of semi-commandments that God had discussed with previously with Adam, Eve, etc. in the previous plays.